Still on the sentencing of the two panelists and the host of Muti FM, we have on the line the president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afelmoni, to talk to us about the ruling. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Roland Afelmoni.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
So you just heard the sentencing of the panelists on Muti FM, 4 months imprisonment. What is your take on the ruling?
We've been following with deep concern developments at the court, especially when after the three guys were convicted. And our concern is predicated on the principle that when a single journalist is cut, all of us bleed. And as we speak, we are bleeding profusely from the four-month jail sentence imposed on three of our people. And we, by virtue of our position, we are obliged morally to show a kind of solicitude, even the tenderest solicitude, for any of our friends who find themselves in such unfortunate situation. And we pray that the sentence will still come and pass like wind, and they come back and practice this serious profession. But what has happened also reinforces some basic truths, but some basic blatant and inconvenient truths that really we have all the latitude and space to operate. We have all the freedom as enshrined in Articles 162 and Article 163. Our media landscape is still littered with all kinds of landmines and portals, linemans on which we should not step, and portals into which we should not fall. Otherwise, the law will deal surgically with anyone who so willfully does so. So I believe what has happened is a lesson, or should serve as a fountain of lessons for all of us to bring, because in a dispensation of rule of law, the law is supposed to deal either harshly or ruthlessly with anyone who offends it. But at the same time, we believe that freedom is the very essence of our profession, and nothing should be done to take away the freedom, which is an integral part or intrinsic part of our profession. Otherwise, it will come with the backlash or with some very serious implications. So we'll stand up against any move from whatever quarters which would tend to hound journalists out of our profession. But at the same time, we'll caution our members to exercise freedom and also actualize responsibility. The two should go in tandem.
Okay, Mr. Roland Afelmoni, this one may be seen as a very good way of actually, what will I say, trying to ensure decorum and trying to ensure sanity in the media profession. But then others will be of the school of thought that the ruling can actually gag the media.
As I said, we this is something we will not flinch from doing, and something we will not be afraid to state, that we'll defend our freedom, and as the saying goes, freedom is a sure possession of those who look and defend it. And if you don't believe that we should defend our freedom by recklessness, the best way to defend our freedom is to operate within the confines of the law, and with deep respect for the values which underpin our profession. So we expect all our members to be ethically responsible. But human as we are, once in a while we'll fall foul of the law. But this should not be done deliberately or willfully. Otherwise, we'll be made to face the biting edge of the law. So we'll plead with the official, we'll plead with the security community that yes, this freedom is the essence of our profession. So we want our freedoms to be ourselves. We don't want to go back to yesteryears when we're shackled by all kinds of laws or when we're troubled by all kinds of constraints. We've come a long way from yesteryears, those years, those dark days. But as I said, the truth which is so loud that